Video: Police, Florida pastors arrested for blocking removal of Black History Matters mural. By Amy Furr on August 30, 2025. Police arrested two Florida pastors on Friday after they were accused of trying to block crews from painting over a Black History Matters street mural. Authorities said the men tried to keep Florida Department of Transportation workers from painting over the mural outside the Woodson African American Museum of Florida in St. Petersburg, Spectrum News 9 reported. The article noted the mural was later seen covered over with paint. Both men are pastors. They are Reverend Andy Oliver, 45, of the Allendale United Methodist Church, and Minister Benedict Atherton Zemon, 59, from the Unitarian Universalist Church, the report stated. Video footage shows the pair kneeling in the street and one of them appears to be praying as first responders' lights flashed behind them. Law enforcement said they were arrested after they blocked the crews by sitting in the middle of the street and refusing to move when they were told to do so. An aerial photo shows the mural prior to it being painted over. Per Fox 13, the two are charged with pedestrian obstructing or hindering traffic and obstruction. The outlet detailed the circumstances surrounding the recent arrests. Governor Ron DeSantis signed Senate Bill 1662 into law in June. FDOT Secretary Jared Perdue described the bill as an effort to keep transportation facilities free and clear of political ideologies. FDOT is ordering cities and counties to identify and potentially remove artwork on roadways that may violate state traffic control guidelines. State officials have said non-standard surface markings can cause distractions or misunderstandings on the road and jeopardize driver and pedestrian safety. The recent mural and one for the LGBTQ community were among others slated to be removed by Thursday, WTSP reported on Monday. In Tampa, 47 murals, including a Back the Blue mural outside Tampa Police Headquarters, will also be removed within the next 2 weeks. In a statement, the city said, "We continue to encourage and celebrate community art projects in spaces where they can truly shine," the article read.